Half Steppin' Radio.
Welcome, grand rising and great rising to you all, and much gratitude for each of you for attuning yourselves to tap into another episode of No Half Steppin' Radio with me, Grandmaster Poetic Rain. And you know what today's episode is, our Mindful Moon Day. So, the focus is going to be overcoming negative mindedness and lethargy. Let's go ahead and vibe out to some word etymology as I like to start it out with. So, lethargy means a state of prolonged inactivity, inertness, in the body or the mind. It can be both, or it can be one or the other. Let's break it down further. Getting into the late Latin and Greek versions of it, it is inactive through forgetness, or forgetfulness in that case. Now, breaking down further, we'll get into the word lulls or lathe. What that means is a forgetting forgetfulness. Then we break it down even further, because lethargy has two words that puts it together as well as many of our words, which is latent and argos. Together, what that means is idle. Then, going even further, the A plus ergon being E-R-G-O-N means work. But let's see what work means. It comes from the word werg, W-E-R-G, and that means to do. There's the etymology for you today on that side of things. Now, flipping into negative mindedness and how that comes into play, what that means is, you know, denial, refusals, the opposite of affirming. So if you were to be like, hey, I'm going to be the best whatever ever. There's a difference between saying I am the best whatever I chose to say I am here. And I have to be one of the best, or I got to be one of the best. There's two different mindsets that go into those two different statements. One is already affirming and proclaiming it. The other one is not so sure, but is indicating lack. You want to indicate abundance in everything, or prosperity in everything, as opposed to indicating lack. Because when you indicate lack, that's where that negative mindedness comes in at. But we're going to dive deeper into that a little bit later on. Two books that help with mindset that I would personally recommend is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, which is an intuitive book. This is a book that was recommended to me by a friend, actually. And then the other book I saw one of my friends reading, and I loved the title, so I had to go and read it. And it's a counterintuitive book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Those books are awesome. When it comes down to outwitting the devil, I know there's going to be some people who will be heavily religious or what have you. You have to be open-minded to read a book like this. You have to be willing to see beyond the title. You have to be willing to listen beyond what this guy may be saying to you, because he's really showing some deep stuff. And you have to release what you have been taught to believe and allow yourself to be a sponge, or at least unbiased enough to sit there and make it through the book, especially if you listen to it on audiobook. You can get it on audiobook, both of these, or you can get them in store. Personally, I prefer to have the physical books in my hands. I just love the way it feels turning the pages. I know some people will say the trees, but there's a different connection that you get from being able to physically touch the book as opposed to just hearing it in your ears through someone else's voice. But you can find Outwitting the Devil on YouTube, the audio, if you wanted it. Bookstores that you can get it from, you can try Ed McKay's. You'll definitely find it at a Barnes & Noble. And depending on where you're located at in the country, Half-Priced Books. They have a website, so no matter where you're at in the country, I would recommend them first, because you're going to get the best price for the book from there. This book might cost you anywhere between $13 and $20 on Amazon or out of, what's the other place? Barnes & Noble. But going on Half Price Books, you might get it for $5 or $6. So check them out. Okay, so with overcoming lethargy, that goes hand in hand with overcoming resistance, which also happens to be something that I encountered whenever I was drafting the outline for this particular episode. Tenacity was the cure that I found for it, though, because I chose to keep going and I knew what my goal was. And during the writing of this, I was dealing with my own stuff to where it really helped me to persevere and push through and stay focused. Overcoming procrastination was another thing. And how I overcame procrastination, which I kind of discussed a bit in the intro episode, No Half-Stepping, was by doing something. And you can too. When you choose to do something and anything that is conducive and progressive within your means to accomplish or to attain or towards completion of your actual goal, you get yourself to rolling, you get yourself to going, you start igniting that spark that fuels the flow that you need to keep you in motion. It gets your mind and your thoughts refocused, and it allows you to begin to see everything through. Even if there's an obstacle potentially to come ahead, you pretty much find your way to be like water, to either flow through it or maneuver around it and meet back up at another point. Let's dig a bit deeper into overcoming negative mindedness and how. By knowing that you can do the work, which this is why I told you what the word work meant to begin with and where it came from. When you know that you can do it, or at least put it in your mind you can, simply beginning the work, the scale at which you begin the work doesn't really matter. What matters is you doing something beneficial that positively affects your mind and your frame of thought. That's key in overcoming that negative mindedness. Example, knowing you can achieve the goal, then doing the necessary work in alignment with completing it. A step at a time or many steps, big or small. Dismantling your fears by accepting who you are and capitalizing on your newfound being. And what I mean by your newfound being is sometimes people in stepping into things, they may not know who they are. Sometimes they learn along the way. Some people learn what they are made of through whatever struggle, through achieving a goal, through the challenge. That's the way most of us learn what our texture is, realistically speaking. However, tying both of those things together, it's about that self-talk. Are you giving yourself positive self-talk in abundance, as I was speaking about before, or are you giving yourself self-talk in lack? If you're starting a business, instead of saying, man, I got to write this business plan, you're speaking from a place of lack and poverty in that, instead of looking at it as, I got the opportunity to write my first business plan, y'all. You see how it plays differently and it sounds differently? The play on words. Because all in all, this is all a mental thing if we really think about it. It aids your subconscious in accepting the fact that you are happy, and you add that feeling of gratitude to being able to do these things. With gratitude being the attitude, you allow more abundance to flow into your life just by changing the thought. Instead of saying, this has to work or this gotta work, change it to this will work. This is the option. Not a option, but it is the option. Just changing how you're looking at it just a little bit like that, or how you speak about it just a little bit, will automatically help your mind to assume those positive thoughts and that positive mind frame. And this isn't something that will necessarily just happen overnight. You may have to keep reaffirming these things. It's okay that if you start right now today, that tomorrow, that you have not completely overcame the negative mindedness, you got to remember, it took time to build up that negative mindedness. There may be conditioning or childhood trauma that you have to overcome in the process of overcoming said negative mindedness. If you were constantly told that you weren't going to be shit, you don't do shit right, that's something that you will have to overcome. That is a form of conditioning that you yourself are overcoming in the very same process of overcoming your own negative self-talk, which you did not teach yourself to start. But now is the time for you to take accountability to unteach yourself and teach yourself the right stuff. And in dismantling your fears and accepting who you are, that goes back to you accepting your strengths and your flaws and learning to capitalize on both of them. That is the newfound being within you that you will be capitalizing on. It's because you've accepted both sides and you also began to learn from both sides of you. If you know you're a procrastinator, you do something in that moment that takes you a step further. You begin working on habit and discipline. That way, whenever you don't feel like doing it, discipline is what keeps you going. Okay. Going back to doing the work. Sometimes with doing the work, you have to know that you might not like the work at all times. Sometimes it is going to suck. But again, you have to decide, what's it worth to you? Not the value, but what is obtaining that goal worth to you? And when you're looking at what is worth to you, if it's something that means you'll have to spend less, is it worth it? You may have to rearrange your things to do and reprioritize some things. Is whatever it is that you're trying to complete worth you reprioritizing? You may, and you will, not just may, you will have to develop a new mindset and new habits and shed that old skin. Is your goal worth it? And it's going to require you to maintain those new mindsets and those new priorities and that new budget, whatever it may be for yourself. But again, is it worth it? Is whatever it is you're trying to accomplish worth more than what you'll have to sacrifice? Is it worth the sacrifice? If it's worth the sacrifice, go for it. And it's okay for it to suck a bit. And it's okay for you to acknowledge that it sucks. But don't sit there and just complain about it. It's like, okay, going back to the business plan thing, I don't really like writing business plans like that. But it is the necessary evil that the business requires, especially if one is going to go for grants or funding. At some point, at any point, the business plan is going to be required if it's just for that alone. But to sacrifice a little time and a little grunt work for a greater good further down the line, to me in that case, is worth it. It's worth the feeling of, whatever. But usually once you get started, it's not as bad. You have to get over that hump of, I don't feel like it to, I get the opportunity to, let me dive right into it. Because it's worth it. Next thing being, how will your persistence be rewarded in the end? How would your persistence be rewarded in the long haul? How is your persistence rewarded each step of the way with everything that you accomplish, whether it's big or small? Then this is where we'll look at is there any value added to that? If so, push through. And something else that helps you with pushing through that lethargy and staying persistent and diligent and accomplishing whatever goals, note plan breaks. Whenever you're sitting here, and if it's something that you know, like for me, if I'm writing a business plan and I know all of the parts I'm going to put in it, I'll schedule me breaks in between the different parts. Reason being, it gives me time to decompress, get my mind off something else, a little downtime before I go back into it and refocus on it again. Sometimes that's all you need. It's just a little bit of mental R&R. Refresh and reset, to be specific. As long as you remember your why, you'll always figure out how to push through whatever seems to be the obstacle or the hindrance. Keep that why in mind at all times, okay? This has been our episode on overcoming lethargy and negative mindedness. Peace, love, and light. It's been a pleasure speaking.
Half second.